Okay, we are holding up Masiv Rav Sheshes and Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. Today we're going to learn Samach Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion that we had before of Debei Rabbi Yanai, where a person was Mekabel Halva'a of Peros during the Shemitah year, and he paid back that Halva'a with 8th year produce, and Debei Rabbi Yanai did not consider that 8th year produce that was used to pay back a loan of Shemitah produce to be considered Shemitah produce. See, normally I exchange something for Shemitah produce, that which I exchange for it becomes Shemitah produce. But over here, since you're paying it a year later when the Shemitah produce is long gone, it's not considered Shemitah produce. So Masav Rav Sheshes challenges to pay Rabbi Yanai. Omer Adam Lecham Arav Lepal, of a person can say to his donkey drivers and to his workers who that here take money for your work. Luchu ve'ichlu b'dinar zeh, tzu v'shesu b'dinar zeh, go and eat with this money, go and drink with this money. Ve'ina choshesh, and he doesn't have to worry. Lo mishum shvius, not for violating this or shvius. Lo mishum meiser, ve'lo mishum yayin nesach, nor for violating meiser, nor for yayin nesach. I mean, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to use that money and buy peros shvius by a storekeeper who's chashad al shvius, and now you're giving them the money that's now going to be nitvas with kedusha shvius. So they're giving peros money for peros shvius to an amaretz, nor do you have to worry about meiser, even if the poel amarame aretz, you don't have to be choshesh that they're going to go and buy fruits that are tevel, that don't have chumas and meiser taken from them, because that's not considered that you're feeding them tevel. They're going and they're buying it on their own. Nor do you have to worry about yayin nesech. Let's say your workers are goyim, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to buy yayin nesech with that money, even though you're obligated to support them, to feed them. So you are being nene from Yai Nesech that they buy. And the reason we're not worried for these things is because giving money to them is paying your chov. And the fact that they go and buy other things with that dinar that are halachically problematic, that's their own business. You pay a salary to a Jew or to a guy, it's not your business, nor is it your problem what they go and do with that salary. You're allowed to employ people who don't live up to your halachic standards. Vim amar lahem tzu'uvi ichlu va'ani parea. But if you say, go and eat and send me the bill, I'll pay the restaurant or the storekeeper afterwards. Tzu v'shu va'ani parea. Go to the bar and I'll pay the tab. Then we are concerned about all of those things. So Rav Sheshes concludes his kasha. He says, you know, what you see from this braisa in the second example, that the balabai says, go, you eat whatever you want, I'll pay the tab. He has to tell them not to buy from someone who's selling peros shvius. Alma ki kapara to me iser kapara. It sounds like when he gives money to that storekeeper who was selling peros shvius, it's considered to be deme iser. The money that he's paying for the peros shvius is nitvas b'kedusha shvius, and when he gives it to the chenveni, he's giving shmita to an amaretz. He's giving shmita money to an amaretz. And so you see that the kedusha is nitvas, even though the peros are no longer there. So achinami, so why don't we say the same thing over here when it comes to borrowing peros shvius and paying back with peros shminis? That ki kapara d'me isura kapara. That when you're paying back, you're paying the money that you pay back with, or the fruits in this case that you're paying back with, have the status of Shemitah fruits. So the Gemara has three approaches to explain the braisa that implies that post-paid money for shvius is in fact aser. Number one, tir gemara v'chista b'chenveni hamakifo d'mishtabidei d'kevan d'orchei la'kufei kani le'dinar gabei. That the case of the braisa is the guy is selling on credit, and the poelim are going and they're eating, where the balabayis is mishabid himself to the chenveni at the time that the credit is extended. So whatever he gives to the poelim is becomes the property of the balabayis, and if they're getting peros shvius from him or tevel or yayin nesach, the balabayis immediately is meshubad the money that it costs to pay for those fruits. Such a shibud by a chenveni who's extending a credit causes that the money that you're going to pay is chalifei peros that you give to the poelim. Because since he always gives you such a credit, and he knows the balabais, he knows you're good to pay up on the credit that he's extending, that money that's in your house is already his before the peros are actually concerned. So the Gemara asks on this, you know, from Rav Chista, we could be medayik that Zdafka Chenveni Haragil, who normally gives hakafa, who normally gives extends credit, only then is it considered to be a in exchange for the isser. And that's why you can't say to the poel and tsuvichluva ni pareya, go eat and I'll pay the tab. But it sounds like al chenveni shein makifo, a chenveni that you don't normally have a running deal with, that you pay up the tab. My, what would the din be? It sounds mutter. Sounds like it would be mutter. Yeah, well, if that's the case, ihachi, if in fact it's mutter, the Tana, when the Tana wants to give an example of that which is mutter, adetani tuvichlu bediner zeh, tuvish su bediner zeh, why, when the Tana wants to give an example of that which is mutter, does it give a case where you give them the money and then they just go and they eat and drink? Why don't we keep it as a case where they're going to the chenveni and you're going to pay up the tab later? But the case is mutter, is bamed varmamurim. When would it be a problem, the chenveni amakifa? That's only when you have a relationship with the chenveni. Because that money, as soon as they start taking the produce, that money is already designated for that chenveni. Of a chenveni shein makifa, but the example we should have had of a case that's mutter is a chenveni where you don't have a running tab. Mutter, that's the case where it's mutter. Va'od, and another problem, according to Rav Chisda, that the whole het of Debei Rabbi Yana is because it's they have the status of chenveni she'ino makifo, but the din itself is very difficult. Chenveni she'in makifo, a chenveni that it doesn't run a tab on a consistent basis, who gives to the shliach of the balabais, mi lo mishtabid? What? Is the balabais all of a sudden not meshubad to pay that bill? V'amarava, homer l'chaver tein mana l'ploni, v'yiknu kol nachsai lach akonami dinarev. But didn't we learn that if someone says to somebody else, give money to so-and-so, and I will be makna my nechasim to you for that money that you're giving to so-and-so, and he gives that money, so the guy who gives that money is kona those nechasim as an arev. So just like an arev has to pay up a halva'a to the malva, even though he didn't get any benefit from it, because it's the arvus that's the responsibility he's taking, so too, based on the fact that the mischayev gave the money to so-and-so, all the nechassim that the guy who instructed you to pay the money becomes nikna to the person who paid the money. So the same should be over here. When the chenveni gives the food, so he's giving the food on your instructions. What do I care if he has a previous relationship with you or not? So therefore, Rava says a different teretz. Ela amar Rava lo shna makifo, lo shna she'in makifo. It makes no difference whether you have a consistent relationship where he extends credit. Even though you're meshabi to him the money, since the balabais was never miyachid at the time that the credit was extended, which money was going to be used to pay up that chov, the money that ultimately pays up that chov is not considered to be shemitah produce, is a shemitah money. So Ella, according to that, in order that the money should become chalifei peros, the balabais has to be miyachid. So then it's difficult. Hacha by the brisa by tzuve echlu amai choshish mishum shvius. Why do we have to worry about shvius? Halom miyachid chibudei, but you were never miyachid anything. Hacha Rav Papa, and about this Rav Papa answered kugon shehiktim lo dinar, that the brisa must be talking about a case where the balabais gave a dinar to the chenveni in advance before he ever sent the workers there, and because of that the chenveni is providing the workers with the food that they want. Amr Afkana Amrisa Shmaita Kamed Rachzvid Minarda. Amr Li, he said, you know, I said this over to Rachzvid Minarda, and he said to me, Ihachi, if we're talking about that the Balabais gave the dinar to the Chenveni in advance, Adutani Tzuvichlu Tzuvish Suvani Pareya, instead of the Tana giving an example where you say, go and eat, go and drink, and I will pay, well, that's not really an accurate description of what's going on. If he's prepaid it, Tzuvichlu Tzuvish Suvani Mechashev me by Yalei. It should have said, go and eat, go and drink, and I'll make a cheshbin with the guy later on. So, Amrit Lei, Tani, Tzuvani, Mechashev, yeah, you got to change it around. You have to change the Hechitimza. Rav Ashi says a different haritz. The Bryce is talking about, Chigon Shenotal Venasan Biyad, where the Balabais takes the food from the Chenveni is Kone it himself b'meshicha and gives that food to the Poalim. That's where he's feeding the Poalim, Machalim Asurim, literally Biadayim. So I'm like, Rav Yehuda, Rav Ashi, Yehachi, Atan, Tzuvil, Chlu, Tzuvish, Tzu, Tluvichlu, Tluvishsu, Bayalei. Well, then the wording is all wrong also. Instead of saying Tzuvichlu, Tzuvishsu, it should say Tluvichlu, Tluvishsu. Take it from me, not go out and eat. Take here, I have it. Amalei, Tluvichlu, Tani, Tluvichlu, Tluvishsu. He says, yeah, Inachinam, you should change it. That's the correct lashon that it should have said. So the main point over here is that we have three different ways of explaining the Braisa that says that post-paid money for Shemitah produce is usher. One is that it's usher when it's a chenveni that you have a relationship with who always extends credit. The second is where you were miyached the money in advance, and the third is where you prepaid the chenveni, and he's just providing the produce based on the money that you already gave to him in advance, but it's not postpaid; it's actually prepaid money. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up from the bottom of the page next time.